But let's go and have a chat with Dan O'Sullivan at Ballarat in Victoria. Morning to you, Dan.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Not the purpose of why I rang. We want to talk about Affair to Remember for Saturday, but just while I'm thinking about it, Will Price has been base with you, Dan. You must be rapt with the way that he is coming along.
Yeah, no, he's had a terrific start to his career, hasn't he? pardon me. Yeah, he's just a terrific kid, natural lightweight, outraged country claim very quickly. Had a bit of a lull through the spring carnival because he still didn't have his A grade ticket as an apprentice, so had to sit out a few Saturdays there, and now in the top five in the city premiership. So he's going along very, very well, for sure.
And an array. I know that Peter Moody's been using him of late. Does he go to Pakenham for track work at all?
No, he hasn't. No, he goes to. Well, it's been a little bit tricky this year, where you're a bit uncertain sometimes when he should be going to different places. But he's been basically basing himself here, but does a bit of outside work for Kamani's, McAvoy's, and Kieran Maher and the likes. But he's doing most of his stuff around here, so that's worked out pretty well. So, yeah,
it does. No, he should be really proud of himself at this early stage, but it's all ahead of him, really. The hard work is all in front of him, really.
Well, it's nice that he got a chance to have a feel in the Group 1 race the other day. He gave it every chance. It wasn't quite good enough, but one of the biggest things, too, I don't think it's recognised, for the 2 years he's been riding, he's only ever got one suspension, which is a real credit to a kid who's starting out. And he's not just bowling around the back of the field. He's up there and being competitive and obviously steers very well. And the good part about it, you hear, is the respect he's got from the other jockeys.
Yeah.
They're very happy to have him in a race, which is really important. And you know, not even afraid now for major trainers to put him on in Group 1 races because of he's such a natural lightweight.
Gee, that's an impressive record to be only suspended once, Dad.
Yeah, I don't think it gets recognised or appreciated. And even the fact, I think he missed 10 meetings, 10 Saturdays over the spring because he wasn't allowed to ride on Group 1 days.
Yep.
And he's still so competitive in the premiership. So, no, it's a really, really good record, yeah.
I was just going to get
credit to him.
Yeah, it is a credit to him. I was just going to get the premierships up, but let's move on because the real purpose for the call was to chat about Affair to Remember. Looking forward to seeing back on Saturday at Flemington.
Yeah, now looking forward to seeing her back. She's just going to canter up our hill track here now, just heading home, and she's really good and well. Had a trial at Avoca Monday week ago, which was, if anyone saw it, a pretty soft trial. She actually led up the trial, which is not her go. I wanted to really make sure she popped out of the barriers because she can get that a bit wrong. And she's straight out and jumped cleanly and had a soft trial and did what she had to do. Come through that well, had a good course pop a gallop here on Monday morning with a partner and worked up really strong. And so, no, she's all set to go.
Okay, the facilities there at Ballarat, we often hear from that you can spread it round. And you've done that this week, a grass gallop on Monday and then... Well, what did you do this morning?
No, just had a trot and canter, and then canter up our 1,400-metre straight hill track, which is just variety. It's something she does probably, you know, 2-3 times a week. Yeah, and just gets them out there out of the box with a rider on them for, you know, a good 25 to 30 minutes and a nice trot and walk home, and just really good for the headspace.
And how do you think she's come up out of what we saw in the spring with the win in the Matriarch and then that brave effort when she really made up big ground late in the Ballarat Cup?
Yeah, well, she only had about 3 weeks out. That's all we had time for. And she's come back, I think, bigger and stronger. And she certainly seems to be more mature. We've had spruiking our facilities here at Ballarat. I've got paddocks here at my place. And since she can only have the short spell, she's been going out the paddock every day. And again, throughout the year, we've had such such a cool summer. Mm. It's been good for her out in the paddock and the green grass, and she's really seen it to have helped her mellow out. And her work's been as good as it can be. You know, the question mark is going to be the 1,400. Yeah. Is it too short for her? But she probably was ready to go last week. But all the way out, I plan to go 1,400 at Flemington, which has been her best track. And if we happen to fluke it into the All-Star Miles, nice two-week gap to that. And if she doesn't get it, it's a 3-week gap to the Sunline Stakes. So, but I'm very pleased with the way she's come back. As I say, 1,400 around Flemington, I think will suit her really well. And she had to gallop on Monday, and now she'll do. Now it's the balancing act of having a fit enough and fresh enough for the 1400.
I was just going to pose the question. You know, you mentioned the 1400, but she can go all right fresh, can't she?
Yes, no, for sure. She can run really well fresh. She won a maiden fresh. Her next start, we actually rode a her next fresh up run, we rode a 4 at Sandown, which didn't quite work. Tried to set the pattern of the day. Fresh last time in, she was okay around Caulfield, but she's never been as good at Caulfield as she has been at other places. Just probably the way they sprint off the turn leaves a bit flat-footed.
Yep.
And that's why I think the Flemington 1400, which is a pretty genuinely run race, will suit her pattern really well.
I will ask you, you mentioned the All-Star Mile. We'll wait and see what evolves around that. But have you got an ultimate target, given what she did in the spring, what you'd like to get to?
It's two options. If she was to come out and win first up and we got a ticket into the All-Star Mile, we then might head to Sydney.
Yep.
But I think keeping our feet on the ground, we'll go to first up, then go to the Sunline, and then we can go to the Easter Cup and the Vovis Gold Race.
Yep.
Staying here, and then we might head over to Adelaide for the 2,000 metre mares race over there.
Yeah, well, she's suited in all of these races, really, isn't she? She's just, I like it because you know what she's going to put in a race.
Yeah, for sure, and I know a couple of them races get back to Caulfield. Well, I'm just saying she hasn't been as good, but she hasn't been there over 2,000 metres.
Yep.
So I think 2,000 metres at Caulfield, it'll take some of that flat-footedness out of her runs. So, and again, she'll go this time. Last time I ran it twice over 1400, but this time I won. I'll go 1400 to a mile, and then up in distance again. So, looking forward to Saturday.
Bring it on. The Frances Tressidy there, the four-year-old mare, a fair to remember after a really nice spring. Let's hope it's a really good autumn. Thanks for your time, Dan, and thanks for that update on Will Price as well.
Good on you, Andrew. Appreciate the call. Thank you.